Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski just dropped a major update about OG Anunoby and his potential return for the New York Knicks. Now, as we just heard, OG Anunoby is going to miss another game for the Knicks. It marks his eighth consecutive game that he's missed due to that elbow injury. However, according to Woj, he reveals that the New York Knicks may have a plan in place regarding OG and his return to the court. We're going to break down this latest report and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Woj Bomb, NBA insider reveals New York's plans for OG Anunoby's return to the court. With OG, a few weeks ago, he returned for the New York Knicks after having successful surgery on that right elbow to remove a loose bone fragment. And when he returned, his impact could be felt immediately. Every time OG Anunoby's on the floor for the New York Knicks, they just look different, especially defensively and offensively. That corner three for OG is near automatic, so he helps them there as well too. And we saw it each and every game when he returned for the New York Knicks, especially against the Kings. But then, after that game, he had the status of injury maintenance. And then after that, injury maintenance. And then, elbow inflammation, injury maintenance. And that kept being his status game after game after game. And then we kept getting vague updates about OG Anunoby. So at this point in time, it's up in the air. We didn't know when he was going to return or if he was going to return. That was until Woj. Because yesterday, Woj had a Woj bomb and dropped this latest update about OG Anunoby, his return to the court, and how the New York Knicks are handling his situation. And the way he phrased it, it sounds like OG Anunoby could return for the New York Knicks if he was needed. But since he's really not right now, the Knicks are playing it safe. Let's break down Woj's latest report here and let you know exactly what he said. OG Anunoby, I'm told the Knicks, that elbow, they don't want him in and out of the lineup. They want that injury, the inflammation, irritation to go away. That when they bring him back, he can stay back. Big picture of having him healthy, ready, hopefully for the postseason. That doesn't mean he won't come back during the regular season. This is an organization right now that wants to play it safe with Anunoby. And even Woj's rival, Shams of the Athletic, he even stated that OG was more likely than Randle to return. Shams basically stated that OG was more of a when, not an if. According to Shams, OG Anunoby, the hopes that the inflammation goes down at some point, that it's going to be a when, which day exactly, which game, exactly when he's going to wake up feeling better, than if. It's always going to be a when with OG, not an if. Basically indicating that OG Anunoby is going to return at some point in time for the New York Knicks, whether it be during the regular season or during the postseason. Shout out to Shams and Woj for giving us the following updates about OG Anunoby. I gotta say, guys, that Woj update makes me feel a lot better about OG and his entire situation. And the New York Knicks, I love to hear that they're playing it smart with OG and that injury, because that's the right move. If you bring OG Anunoby back too early and he injures that elbow again, he hits it wrong, or that elbow gets inflamed again, he's going to miss extended time. He's going to miss maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, but a lot of games. And you can't risk that, especially in the postseason. What happens in the postseason if OG Anunoby misses maybe 2-3 games? That's going to hurt the New York Knicks, because OG Anunoby makes this Knicks team look absolutely different. Defensively, they are locking down teams, making sure teams can't do anything when OG Anunoby's out there, especially if he's fully healthy. The Knicks wanting to protect him, safeguard him, and make sure he's 100% before he comes back, that's the right move. The New York Knicks are losing some games right now, but we are still in the playoff hunt. And I think as long as we remain in the playoff hunt, the New York Knicks are not going to do anything different. But if we start to slip out of that, and maybe, I'm not hoping for this, but maybe we fall into that play-in situation, I absolutely believe OG Anunoby will return sooner rather than later. Because at that point in time, those games are going to matter. You're going to need to win those games to at least be a playoff team and solidify your seating. So it wouldn't surprise me to see OG Anunoby return if that was the situation. But if the situation remains what it is right now, where the New York Knicks are winning some games, losing some games, but staying afloat, then I absolutely think OG Anunoby will continue to rest, recover, and only return until he's 100% fully healthy and there's no risk of re-injury. And also, there's no risk of him coming back and then having to miss another game after he returns. As Woe stated, the New York Knicks do not want to have that happen. Once he returns, the Knicks want him to be available each.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In every game, and that's smart, because again, his impact cannot be replaced by anybody on this team. Only OG can have that effect. The Anunoby effect is real, and he's the only player that can give it to us. That's why he needs to be fully healthy. And the New York Knicks have actually updated his injury status for tonight's game. It was injury management, but now it's this. According to Ian Bagley, the Knicks have changed OG Anunoby's injury designation from right elbow injury management to right elbow tendinopathy. Anunoby has missed the last 8 games and 25 of the last 28 games with injuries related to his right elbow. And if you don't know what right elbow tendinopathy is, essentially, it's tennis elbow. That's according to the New York Post, Steph Bondi. Shout out to him for giving us the information as well, too. With that injury update, it could mean that the elbow injury turned into something else. Maybe it started as inflammation, but now it turned into tennis elbow, which makes sense because that has to do with inflammation. So if inflammation can cause tennis elbow, and that's what OG Anunoby has been suffering from for the last few weeks, it does sound like that would happen. And if this is the new injury update, it does give the New York Knicks extra time with Anunoby to rest, recover, and get to 100%. And according to Woj, that's exactly what their plan is. That's their plan for OG Anunoby moving forward, so that way when he returns, he can stay active and available for this team versus missing a few games, being available a few games, and then missing a couple of other games. The New York Knicks don't want that. And as a fan, I don't want that either. That's not going to help the Knicks. The Knicks need OG Anunoby available each and every game. And the only way we get that is if he's fully healthy. So I'm perfectly okay with that. And another indicator that OG Anunoby is likely a few weeks away and going to miss time is that he's not taking contact yet. And this is coming from Ian Bagley, who gave us the following update. According to Ian Bagley, OG Anunoby hasn't taken any contact in a practice setting since he's been sidelined with a right elbow injury management. That's according to Tom Thibodeau. Fred Katz also reported the following. Tom Thibodeau on if there is concern within the medical staff that OG Anunoby could not come back this season. And Tom Thibodeau answered that by stating the following. Just deal with reality day to day. You even have players on your own team in Josh Hart, according to Ian Bagley, who states, even though he's not part of the medical conversations, he believes the Knicks should approach each game as if this is the team they're going to have. And if OG Anunoby and Julius Randle came back, they would all be pleasantly surprised. You guys know how I feel about players taking contact. That is a major step in recovery. You need to move on to that step. Because even after you move on to taking contact, like I said in so many videos, that is not the only step. After you move on to taking full contact, it's all about taking contact one-on-one, then two-on-two, three-on-three, four-on-four, five-on-five, full practice without any limitations, and then getting cleared by the medical staff. That could take a week. It could take 2 weeks. It could take several weeks. It just depends on you, how you look, how you feel after practice, and how your injury is looking. For OG Anunoby, it's all about the elbow and if it gets inflamed again, how it feels and how it looks. Is it irritating him? Is it causing him any discomfort, any pain? Because if that's the case, obviously, the Knicks are not going to risk it. He's not going to be out there doing anything besides maybe minimal shooting because that's all he's been reported to be doing when he's been at practice. So because of that and all of the injury updates that we just received from Woes and Shams and all of the like, it does seem that OG Anunoby is likely a few weeks away before he returns for the Knicks. And a few weeks away puts his return in the postseason. You know who also said that the Knicks were likely prioritizing Anunoby for a postseason return? Oh, yeah. Adrian Wojnarowski, when we started off the show, he stated, big picture for the Knicks is having him healthy and ready for the postseason. That doesn't mean he won't come back for the regular season, but obviously and clearly, according to Woj, the Knicks' priority, big picture, is having him available for the playoffs. If logically the timeline is indicating that Anunoby's going to return in the postseason for the New York Knicks, and then you have Adrian Wojnarowski, a trusted NBA insider with ESPN, basically stating that the New York Knicks are prioritizing Anunoby and his health for the postseason. All of that is pointing to the fact that Ananobi's return is likely going to come in the postseason. Julius Randle, his return, likely coming in the postseason, if he returns at all. Right now, he still hasn't moved on to full contact. But the problem with that update is that update has remained the same for the last few weeks. That's why it's more concerning than Anunoby, who also hasn't done full contact yet. But that has more to do with the fact that the Knicks are waiting for that inflammation in his elbow, that tennis elbow, to go down and go away. Once that happens, I'm sure the medical staff will clear him for full contact practice. And then once that happens, it's only a matter of time before he returns for the New York Knicks. With Julius Randle, it's a little bit of a different situation. I'm hoping they both return for the New York Knicks sooner rather than later. But it looks like, especially according to Adrian Wojnarowski, they both are going to likely return for the postseason with the New York Knicks. And I have no problem with that, especially if both of them are as fully healthy as possible, because that helps the New York Knicks have a deep postseason run. But I am so happy to hear that Anunoby looks like he's doing well, and it looks like the only reason he's missing as many games as he is because the New York Knicks are playing it smart and playing it safe with this injury with Anunoby, and they don't want to rush him back or have him return too soon. They want to make sure everything is working perfectly fine with that elbow, so when he returns, he is not missing consecutive games. And in my opinion, that's an absolutely smart move. But what about you guys? What do you think about this latest Woj bomb about Anunoby and his potential return for the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John LeFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.